Ladies and gentlemen, councillors, and welcome to the statutory meeting of Melton City Council for the 2013-14 year. My name is Kelvin Torrey. I'm the Chief Executive of Melton City Council, and it's my duty to open tonight's meeting. The first item of business is the appointment of a temporary chairperson, so I therefore call for nominations for the position of first temporary chairperson.
No.
Yes.
It's not late.
No, it is.
Excitement plus. Mr. Torrey, I'd like to nominate Councillor Medlick as the temporary chairperson.
Thank you, Councillor Turner. Councillor Turner has nominated Councillor Medlick. Do I have a seconder?
I'd like to second that nomination.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Are there any further nominations? There being no further nominations, I declare Councillor Medlick elected as temporary chairperson. Could Councillor Medlick please take the chair?
Thank you, councillors, members of the executive and members of the gallery. Before we continue on with the confirmation of council allowance, mayoral allowance, and most importantly, the election of mayor and deputy mayor, I'd like to just rise and have a bit of a presentation or an outgoing speech in regards to my end of mayoral year. Councillors, executive, and members of the gallery, I'd like to take this opportunity to express my heartfelt gratitude and appreciation as my mayoral year draws to a close. As the first elected mayor of this great city, it has been an absolute fantastic year to be mayor, to have been given the opportunity to serve my community, my fellow councillors, and this organisation in the capacity of mayor. It has been a fast-paced, highly rewarding and productive year for myself personally, but also for my fellow councillors and our staff who have worked extremely hard to achieve the best results for the community and our residents. Some of the highlights this year have been the much anticipated opening of the Melton Library and Learning Hub, a state-of-the-art building which is the pride of the community. We celebrated a new look Somersault Festival in Caroline Springs, which was an amazing success, and revelled in a special visit from global superstar Arnold Schwarzenegger. We received state and federal funding for a number of important projects, welcomed the opening of major businesses within the area, and hosted a number of community celebrations and events. I'm extremely proud that a number of key initiatives that I had championed have come to fruition, including the Junior Council, which will give our young people the chance to learn the ropes of local government and help give them another voice in our community. A City of Melton Women of the Year Award has also been established, which will give women a greater opportunity to be recognised for their contribution to our community. It was also my great pleasure to establish the Melton City Mayoral Charity Fund this year that helps raise funds, including a significant contribution from Council and also a personal donation of mine to assist a range of local community groups within the City of Melton. In fact, just over 20 groups had received some funding from the Mayoral Charity Fund this year. The community groups were so grateful that Council recognised their hard work and efforts for the work that they do within our community. I also championed for a number of different ways in which we as Council can interact with our residents, such as open forums where the community was welcome to bring their ideas and comments about how we can together improve and better our community. Forums such as Meet the Mayor and Ward Councillors, Budget Day forums, and the opportunities for myself as the Mayor to meet with all the different departments within the organisation. With all this being said, I could not have done this without the support of my fellow councillors, and I thank my councillors for their wonderful support and encouragement this year. You have placed your trust in me and given me the opportunity to serve and represent you and the great people of this community as mayor, and I will forever be grateful to you for that. Thank you for giving me the privilege and honour of doing so. It's positive to see Councillor Carley return from leave and join Council once again, and I'm sure she will have no hesitation in joining me with thanking her fellow ward councillor, Councillor Cugliari, for working so tirelessly in the Watts ward while she was away. Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Your work in the past few months as the only ward councillor for the Watts ward is acknowledged and appreciated. I'd like to thank my fellow ward councillor, Councillor Nola Dunn, for doing an exceptional job in the Cambridge ward, my ward fellow ward councillor, whilst in my mayoral capacity. And a special mention to our matriarch councillor, Councillor Sophie Ramsey, for her recent MAV award for her 12 years as councillor for Melton City Council. A special appreciation to the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Bob Turner, for his encouragement and his steadfastness during the course of the year. It is truly greatly appreciated, Councillor Turner. To our CEO, Calvin Torrey, the General Managers, Maureen Heaney, Peter Bean and Luke Shannon, and all our wonderful staff at Melton Council, you are what makes the wheels turn in this great organisation. I can say that together with my fellow councillors, we understand the daily pressures you face and the hard work and dedication you put every day to ensure that the decisions that we as councillors make are implemented in a timely and efficient manner. For that, we are grateful and acknowledge your dedication. A special acknowledgement to Ms. Barbara McKenzie and Emma Loom for putting up with me this year, for keeping me on track with all of my appointments. To the community who supported me and was a wonderful inspiration to me, thank you for your encouraging words, your appreciation and your thoughtfulness. It is truly a great honour to represent you as your leader and mayor. To my husband, Andrew, thank you for your support, encouragement and humour throughout the journey. You are truly my rock and inspiration, and I thank you for always encouraging me to reach for great things. To my darling Amy, hi Amy, thank you for sharing Mummy with everyone else these past 12 months. I know how very proud you are of me, and I am so privileged to be your mum. Finally, I'd like to thank my late parents who instilled in me a sense of determination and courage to always stand up for what I believe in. My fellow councillors, members of the executive and gallery members, it has been an absolute honour and a privilege and a time that I will always cherish forever. I look forward to supporting our next elected mayor for 2013-2014 and wish them all of God's blessing. Thank you. I would now like to present a special gift to our Deputy Mayor, Councillor Bob Turner, in recognition of his wonderful dedication and service to this great council and our community as the Deputy Mayor for 2012-2013. Deputy Mayor. Okay, moving along to agenda number item number three, confirmation of councillor allowance. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move the motion that in accordance with Council's adopted 2013 and 2014 budget and Council's decision to set the allowance payable at the maximum permissible for a Category 3 council, the councillor allowance will be made up of a Part A component of $26,843 and a Part B component of, in lieu of superannuation, of $2,483, totalling $29,326. Sorry, Madam Chair, I left my glasses.
That's okay. Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have any councillor who requires any further clarification in regards to this motion? Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsey. Do I have any councillor who opposes the motion? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Moving on to agenda item number four, confirmation of mayoral allowance. Councillor Cugliari.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In accordance with Council's adopted 2013-2014 budget and Council's decision to set the allowance payable at the maximum permissible of Category 3 Council, the mayoral allowance will be made up of a Part A component of $85,741 and a Part B component in lieu of superannuation of $7,931, totalling $93,672.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have any councillor who requires any further clarification? Do I have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Do I have any councillor who opposes the motion? All those in favour, please raise your hand. I declare the motion carried. Moving on to the most important part of the evening, item number 5, election of mayor. I advise that in accordance with the meeting procedure local law 2013 in regard to the election of the mayor, the chief executive, having called for nominations in accordance with section 16.8 of the local law prior to this meeting, received one nomination for the position of mayor at the close of nominations. Councillor Ramsay nominated Councillor Turner for the position of the mayor of the City of Melton for 2013-2014 year. This was seconded by Councillor Dunn. There being only one nomination, I duly declare Councillor Turner mayor of the City of Melton for 2013-2014 year. Congratulations.
Members of the gallery, I'd just like to explain that Councillor Turner, having been elected as the mayor, will now vacate the chamber to take on the mayoral robes, and he'll be back in a moment with the chief executive.
Now you can come and take it closer. Come on. Sorry, did you get permission for taking photos? Okay, whose mobiles are on?
Ladies and gentlemen, members of the gallery, I ask that you stand for the arrival of the 2013-2014 Mayor, Councillor Bob Turner.
Please be seated. Item 7, election of a Deputy Mayor. I advise that in accordance with the meeting procedure local law 2013, in regard to the election of the Deputy Mayor, the Chief Executive, having called for nominations in accordance with section 16.8 of the local law prior to this meeting, receive one nomination for the position of Deputy Mayor at the close of nominations. I, Councillor Turner, nominated Councillor Ramsay for the position of Deputy Mayor for the City of Melton for 2013-2014. This was seconded by Councillor Cugliari. There being only one nomination, I duly declare Councillor Ramsay Deputy Mayor for the City of Melton for the year 2013-2014. We'll get it right eventually. Got 12 months to get it right. Sorry, Cathy, I'm not as prolific a speech writer as you. I'd first like to thank Cathy for a fantastic speech she did tonight. She's achieved a lot in the last year, and it was just great to hear her put it all together. I'd also like to thank Sophie and Nola for nominating me as the mayor. For that, I'll be eternally grateful. Thanks also to the residents of Melton for electing me as a councillor, because without them, I wouldn't be here tonight. I don't see myself as a politician as such. I look on myself as a member of the community who is in a position to advocate for all of our community, especially the youth, the sick and the elderly. I'm extremely proud to have been elected as mayor. I'm happy that quite a few of my family and friends are here to help me celebrate this evening, especially Val, without whom I guarantee I would never have been elected once, never mind twice, due to hard work, sleepless nights, long nights, and a fair bit of nagging. Of course, not to mention the support I received from Team Turner. Councillors, thank you for electing me as mayor. I'm honoured and humbled to represent our great city as its, believe it or not, 94th mayor. I'm looking forward to working together with each of you and our staff for the betterment of the city and its residents. I believe party politics should not be part of council deliberations, and I'm pleased to work with a group of councillors who, I hope, like myself, have independent minds, and I really appreciate their support. I want to thank Councillor Cathy Medlick for her outstanding service in her leadership as mayor. She led the city well and leaves some big shoes to fill for a small lady. Cathy, thank you for all you've done to move this city forward during a very tough and demanding year. To Kel and his entire staff, thank you for your support and continued dedication to Melton. I trust that you will support me as fully as you have supported Cathy during the past year. I know you have my back. Melton City staff is second to none, and I appreciate all that they do. As we go into this new year, we will continue moving forward, capitalising on new opportunities. We will see many projects that are in the pipeline finished and confront the new issues that lie ahead. In closing, to my fellow councillors, I'd like to thank you again for the confidence you have shown by electing me mayor. There is no doubt in my mind that we live in the best city in Australia. I trust that each of you and our staff share my belief. Together with you and the residents of Melton, we will continue to keep our city a beautiful, progressive and safe place to live. A place we can all call home and be proud of. I want the community to be a better place for all of our grandkids. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor? That's going to get odd, isn't it? If I called you Madam Mayor, sorry. Mr Mayor, I'd like to move a motion that Council acknowledges the efforts of Councillor Majlik and Councillor Turner and extends Council's appreciation of their civic roles.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. I'd now like to invite any other councillor who...
Sorry.
Training wheels are still on. I'll need a seconder for that motion, please.
I was about to call you Madam Mayor, but I won't.
Right.
Mr Mayor, I'd like to second that.
Thank you, Councillor Cugliari. Do I have a councillor who opposes the motion? All those in favour, please raise your hands. I declare the motion carried. Now I'd like to invite any other councillor who wishes to say a few words to say a few words. Councillor Ramsay?
It gives me great honour. Can I firstly start with the outgoing mayor, though, if I may? Cathy and Councillor Majlik, you've been absolute inspiration. I've watched several mayors, and I'd like to acknowledge former mayor Councillor Stock in the gallery there. He knows exactly what I'm about to say. It's a hard year. It's a driven year. But those that have got the community first and foremost in their hearts and in their souls give it 150%. And you have done that, and you have done that with such ease, such passion, and it has been a privilege to have you as our mayor for the last 12 months. I wish the next 3 years on council all the best for you and the community of Cambridge and the City of Melton residents. But let me say, as our mayor, you have been the voice of the people and the voice of council, and it has been absolutely sensational. So take home a victory from the previous 12 months, because you've really set the bar high. To our new mayor, I have had the privilege of being a friend to Councillor Turner for the better part of two decades. He's selfless, he's passionate, and his blood is definitely community through and through. And if anything, he too will set the bar exceptionally high, and the community will be the only benefactor from that. So good luck. Here's to a fantastic 12 months ahead for this council under its leadership. And I now would like to just say that I am honoured and humbled, because I've never been in the position of Deputy Mayor before. No one's actually been able to tell me what to do ever. But it will be an absolute privilege to serve under Councillor Turner, who is a lifelong friend, but it's also even greater privilege to work alongside my fellow colleagues that I class as all part of my family. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. Does any other councillor wish to say anything? No? We'll move on.
It's not the only one.
Ah.
Do you mean I can go again?
No. We're getting a little clock here for you.
Now you make a presentation. Cathy, Pete will grab the
mic. Okay. It's now my privilege to make a presentation to our outgoing mayor, Councillor Majlik. And once again, I'd like to, for everybody to put their hands together to thank her for such a fantastic year.
Thank you.
a second until Councillor Ramsay's got a small presentation to make.
Madam Mayor, former Madam Mayor, Madam Mayor, on your outgoing, this is a small token from your fellow councillors. You've held some really interesting council meetings during the course of the year. And I thought there was nothing, or we thought there was nothing more appropriate than to give you a small token to remember your wonderful year by. Just remember, under your leadership, Madam Mayor, there's been more consultation, more community interaction than ever before, so use this in good spirits. Watch out, Andrew.
Okay, I'd like to come to item number 10 on the agenda and call for next item, which is Council Representation 2013-2014.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move that Councillor Representation on Council Special Committee meetings, advisory committees and other organisations be considered at the ordinary meeting of Council to be held on the 12th of November 2013.
Thank you, Councillor Madlick. Do you have a seconder?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Does any council need clarification? No. Does any council against the motion? Can I have a show of hands on the motion, please?
It's getting good.
I declare the motion carried.
Close it now and invite people to join us for.
Ladies and gentlemen, family. Ladies and gentlemen, councillors, executives, I declare the meeting closed and I'd like to invite everyone to come next door and have refreshments and talk to your councillors. Thank you.